Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Lord, have mercy. This year and a half has been an interesting time, but we got a nevertheless, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we're going to rejoice, and we're going to be glad in it. Amen, 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 hallelujah. Despite whatever, hallelujah. Thank the Lord for being able to do and maintain, amen, amen, in the midst of it. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day, this is the day, this is the day, like yesterday and the day before that. But this right here is the day, as the other days. And if we live for tomorrow, it would be the day. But this is the day. Tomorrow is not promised. Mm-mm. And yesterday is gone. Oh, yes, it is. Hallelujah. Yesterday, my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, what we didn't do, it just didn't get done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But today, this day, did you feel that you can inhale and exhale and relax and let go and let God good come forth? Just let the goodness of the Lord just saturate us. Hallelujah. That's what it is. Hallelujah. And I know that some of us have been up a long time. That's right. But nevertheless, we've come together and we're in agreement that this is the day. Hey, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are. Mm-hmm, we're going to. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, Lord. With the help of the good Lord. I know some of you have heard your mom and your grandmama say, with the help of the good Lord. Hey, with the help of the good Lord. That's right. That's right. With the help of mighty good Lord, the almighty God. That's right. That's right. We can rejoice and be glad in it because of his kindness. Hey, his goodness, his love, his mercy. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody say, oh, but you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know. No, I don't. No, I do not. And I know there are some terrifying things that can happen. I know that. Oh, Lord. And I pray right now, and I ask the Lord to allow his angels of protection to step in this every situation and defend you and protect you and shield you, give you a way of escape, my God, from Zion. Even the ones who not on the broadcast can't hear, don't know. But nevertheless, one day you'll get on and you'll say, that day I was going through this and I was going through that and this happened. A witness of the goodness of the Lord. How about that? Yes, Lord. It is a good thing. Lord, you say, well, I've lost family members. You just don't know. I've lost everything. But you didn't lose Jesus. And I know that may even sound careless on my part. Because I'm sitting in, you say, you didn't have a flood. You didn't have fire. No. But some have other issues. I don't. And there may be some of us who are out there who everything in the world is going, oh, it could never get any better. And we celebrate with them. And we rejoice with them. And we thank God for that peace that he has given them. A And yes, we know he's the same Father. He's the same Almighty God. If he did it for one, he could do it for another in our season. That's right. That's right. In our season, our leaves shall not wither. We have to remember, in our season, that's right. I'm not going to look over and compare my season with your season. There may be some general things that the Lord is doing, but we're talking about specific, custom-made, custom-designed. Hey, that's right. Custom-made and custom-designed just for you. That's right. Your season. Uh-huh. That's right. In your season. That is right. In your season. So we relax, let go. And then this may be your season of planting.
Oh, you don't know how old I am. And I'm,
yeah, plant those seeds, plant those seeds. Good seeds, good seeds. Plant them, plant them. Plant your seeds. That's right. Plant your seeds. Be determined. That seed got to come up. Got to come up. Plant good seeds. Yes, Lord. And then some of you say, well, I planted all these good seeds and nothing came up for me. It looked like I have a crop failure. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on it. He know your assignment. Excuse me. He knows when you were to do what, and he knows when the crop is half a harvest. Glory. He knows when your harvest time is. Yes, 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 yes. Your harvest time. Mm-hmm. That's right. So you could just get Psalms 1 because we're going to read that in our lesson today. And just to encourage us, that's right, for epistikuma in our season. That's right. Oh, our Father. Oh, isn't he just wonderful? Isn't he awesome? I mean, you just don't know. Oh, goodness, he is. You are. You are, Father. And we thank you. Ah, oh, I feel you. Oh, my God, I feel you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, excuse me. I had a revelation that I can't even put in words. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God is near, my brothers and my sisters. He is so, oh, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. And you know I like to say Yeshua. I prefer to say Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua. Hey, thank you. Hey, thank you. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey. Thank you, Yeshua. Ooh-wee. My Father and my God. Ooh-wee. Oh, my Lord. My Father and my God. It's good. It's good to be on this morning. And every time I say, well, we're getting closer to some things that we like to do, like some boomerangs get in there. Maybe not. It's not that. It's just that it's not time. Oh, but I'd be glad when God set the time. But maybe there's some things that I need to do. But pray, because I really would love to get started. And just go on with it. Take it worldwide. That's right. Take it worldwide. It's just a remnant. Hey, worldwide. Woo, glory. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Ah, You know, when we pray, we should pray, that the places that the leaders have the audacity, oh my God, to bar the presence of the Almighty God. That's personal. That's personal. Uh-huh. How can you do that? He's the one that created the heavens and the earth, and all creation belongs to him. He decided. But we have to pray for them. Hallelujah. And the Lord can get his word in the hearts of man. He can speak because the heart belongs to him. That's right. But we just pray that God will make a way so that they will be able to make a decision. Yes. And choose him. Yes. Open blinded eyes. Yes, yes, yes. Some who think that myth saw that dissolve. And the earth could be so great. And we pray that everyone have an encounter with Almighty God. Yeah, have an encounter with your maker. Papa Sikoba, Shandidididididise. Oh, and my prayer for us today who are Christians, that we don't get so busy preaching and teaching and our faith, our confidence in God fade away. Our hope in God and the Almighty God fade away. So busy sharing that after a while we become weak. God, please help us. Keep us sharp. Please, Lord. Don't let us get so busy feeding others that we find ourselves in a place of starvation, spiritual starvation. Help, Lord. Feed us till we want no more. Feed us, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Praise your most holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Oh, yes, he is. And we thank him for his mercy, his love, and his care, his guidance. That's right. Hallelujah. Well, good morning. I am Pastor Margaret Lee. And we are a remnant ministry, daughters of God, called to pray. Just a little peace. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Hallelujah, that's who we are. And we thank God for this day. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. And as I said, we were going to read Psalms 1 this morning. We're going to do this one first, and then we'll go into prayer. I hope you had a good week in spite of. I hope it's been a good week, a mighty, mighty, mighty good week. Yeah, a good week. A good week. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You got Jesus. That's enough. Oh, yes, indeed. Our faith. Faith to do what? Climb mountains. Faith to declare some things and expect some things. Faith. Confidence. confidence. We won't doubt our God. We'll ask, hey, hallelujah, and wait with great expectation for the manifestation. Thank you, Lord. What it is that you won't trust God with? What is it? There's some things that you won't trust God with. You, well, I'll just ask so-and-so and so-and-so because they have it and they told me all I had to do, ask. I won't worry God with this. We can't do that one. Don't do that. That's right. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. I just got a kind of lot on my mind this morning, and I'm kind of floating around in some different places. And I'm sensing some things, and to me, it is so, it's crucial. And you think about it, that you're feeding others, encouraging others, and you're not being properly fed. And you forgot that you need to be encouraged. And as a result of that, what happens? Frustration and aggravation come in. And anger sets in. Because you feel like you're just being pulled on and there's nothing left. So you really need to get into that, into the secret place. And be restored. And that's one of the reasons we have our retreats. Yes, they're silent and no one's talking. But God is speaking to you. And you just need some time to just sit quietly in his presence. Sometimes we just need to learn how to sit say nothing in his presence. How about that? When you're home, the telephone rings, somebody's coming unexpectedly, somebody's texting, and before you know it, you've gotten into a textual conversation, or you happen to look up at your computer or your phone, and you see something, and it has caught your eye, and guess what? There you're going to spend 30 minutes, 45 minutes. A valuable time. For those who are serious, we're not talking about babies. We're talking about those who are serious and seriously need and want to be in the presence of the Lord. Spend some time with him. Not to study for him. A message. Meditate. Just to get to know him. Hear his voice. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Here am I, Lord. Your servant listens. Hey! Oh, God. Here am I, Lord, your servant, listen. Yes, Lord. Speak, Lord. Your servant listen. Hallelujah. Glory. Ooh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Psalms 1. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Listen to this. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. But let's go back up to verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Okay, let's go back up to 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That's right. You have to have a lifestyle and not doing something as a formula to get something, but operating as a child in the kingdom of God. This is what we do. This is how we do it. How about that? This is what we do, and this is how we do it. Living in the kingdom of God. That's right. Hallelujah. But we wait on our Father. Wait on the Lord, and we'll be of good courage. And he'll strengthen our heart. Yeah. That's what the scripture says. Wait on it. Wait on him. Don't get impatient. Wait on him. I know we can't see him, and we sit and can't have that verbal, visual conversation with him, you know. But we can have a conversation with him, and he'll allow us to know we're in his presence. And we're not just doing it, as I said before, just so that we can get something. Yeah, I just had a thought, and I asked the Lord to guard us and protect us from danger seen and unseen. Ask God to hold the trees and the poles in place. Yes, Lord, that they don't topple over homes and cause devastation. Especially for those who have no insurance, that people will park their cars and pray that the trees and the poles don't damage their cars or them. Yes, Lord. Oh, Father, we come thanking you this morning for your mercy, for your grace, for your kindness, my Lord, for your kindness. For your long suffering, yes, Lord. All for your patience. my Lord. Father, hallelujah, how we need you. We need your presence. We need you. We need to know without a shadow of a doubt that you're with us. Hallelujah. Thank you for encouraging us. Thank you for cleansing us from all unrighteousness, all. Strengthen our heart, Almighty God, that we will be the children that you have ordained and that you would be pleased with. Give us understanding of your written word, your logos. Yes, Lord. For you are your word and your word is you. Hallelujah. 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 We can't see your word. Hallelujah. Well, we've learned that it can be written. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, and there we can see it. Yes, Lord. Give us clarity of the true interpretations of your word. Ah, oh, God, hallelujah, that we may not only understand it, that we may live it. Hallelujah, when we have clarity, yes, Lord. Oh, that your word will strengthen us, your word will encourage us, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for the power of your word, Almighty God, active and activated in our lives, yes, Lord. Your promises, yes, Lord. Your encouragement, yes, Lord, that you are with us and that you hear us when we pray. Thank you, Lord. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name that will allow us to have audience with you, Holy God. Thank you. Thank you that we can rest knowing that you are in control of all things. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Almighty God. Thank you. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you that you allow us to be in harmony with you and harmony with the brethren. Yes, Lord. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for keeping us on the straight and narrow. Thank you, Almighty God. Holy, holy, holy art thou. Let us not get weary in well-doing. Oh, let us reap and faint not. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing our bodies. Hallelujah. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Ooh, Lord, our nervous system, circular system, oh yes, Lord, digestive system, our kidneys, our liver, our spleen, our pancreas, yes, Lord, our stomach, our intestines, yes, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Reproduction system, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise, Father. And we bless your most holy name. Thank you, Lord. Lead us and guide us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, this is the day. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every day is a miracle for me. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Every day is a miracle. Yes, it is. I tell you. You know, I realize that we to go back, listen carefully. We need to go back and every hurt, every pain that someone has caused us, and every hurt and every pain we have caused someone, we need to ask for forgiveness. And we need to ask God to help us to let it go. We understand that we gain wisdom through life experiences. So where there has been promiscuousness, the root of it, ask God to let us let it go. Let it go. But you don't have to fall into that trap again. You forgive. You let it go. And whatever you need to gain from that event of betterment, enrichment, and let the rest go. Let the part that would cause you anguish and hatred and bitterness, this is what I'm saying, that dominating and ruling your life, you need to let it go. That is causing you sickness. I'm just not going to forget. I'm just not going to, well, look what you're doing to yourself. High blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, all kind of stuff grabbing because of that hatred, because of that pain. I have a right to hate them, but you don't have a right to cause yourself to be sick and filled with anger. Because they're going on about their merry way and they're going to see Jesus and, it's not worth it. You got to let it go. You got to let them go. That doesn't mean that you will rip and run with them and take them and put them back in your bosom. If they're hungry, you can feed them. If they're naked, you can clothe them. And some people can interact with them who have, when once they have repented, or even if they haven't, you can still, if it's necessary, to be kind to that individual. Then they want to know, how can you, after all they've done to you? But it's not about them. It's about our Father and what he has said that we have to do. There was an event that occurred in our life, and we couldn't understand how a mother would be so caring to the person who caused the problem. I mean, she could feed them. She could have them to come over and she would talk about the Lord to them, pray for them, you know, like, how you do that, mama? But she did it. She did it. It was the same that was her celebrated friend and better than any, no. But she knew she had to let it go. Was she hurting? Yes, she was hurting. But she had to let the hatred go. She had to let forgiveness. And that may be what most of us don't understand. We have to let the hatred go. We have to let the memory. just can't stand you. I hate you. We got to let that go. We have to let that go. And only God can help us let it go. That's not something that we can let go on our own. So let's be free. And let's ask God to free us from the things that have hurt us. And they ripple, because this, you'll find yourself back into a situation like the one that caused you problems. It's a familiar spirit. As bad as it is, but you find that you're attached to it. You got to get detached from it. It cannot be comfortable with you. So we ask for forgiveness and ask for the strength to let it go, so that we can live a wholesome life. Yes. Every day, somebody always doing this to me. We got to let it go. We got to let it go. We got to. We're higher. We got to go higher in the Lord, that it can touch us. That it can touch us. We have feelings, yes, but we have to get. Oh my God, yes, Lord. Ooh. Oh my God. Oh my God. Just hold your hands up and surrender. Give it to God. Right now, just give it to him. Oh, my Savior. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Woo! That was good. Woo! Just in case there's something else. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let it go. Your hands to the Lord. Open your hands and let it go. Ooh. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Put us in a safe place. A hiding place. Yes. Thank you, Lord. A place where it won't interfere with our growth, our health, our spiritual growth. Here by Sikha, we are locked. Woo! And feel. Almighty God, thank you. We are locked and sealed. Woo! And stamped. They let it go. Yes, Lord. Now God will do his part. Hey, he was waiting for us to let it go. Let it go. Yes, 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 yes. Let it go. I mean, you know, there are some people you try, sisters, brothers, cousins, uncles, you know. You try to be nice to and they continue. You can love them. But you don't have to be consumed by it. You're in a big, bigger place now. You'll be in your presence. I can love you. And hatred don't come up. Mm-hmm. I just despise them. There they go again. Clean slate. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is God our heart. Yes, Lord. Ooh, I'm glad I don't plan these. I try so hard to be organized. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Oh. But it's so good to let God have his way. Let it go. Yes, indeed. When we let it go. You're going to bump into something else. Yep, you have to figure it. Let it go. That too. Mm-hmm. What can separate us from the love of God? Huh? You have to make sure. No, baby. Yeah, I know you shoot your best shot. Yeah, you know, some people just shoot the shot just to see if they can knock you down. Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, let's read Romans 8 and 20. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestine to be conformed to the things of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestine, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, oh my God, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but he delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Hallelujah. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yet rather that is raised again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Glory be to his name. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that love us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come, nor height, nor death, nor any other creator shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah. I say the truth. In Christ I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost that I have great heaviness and continued sorrow in my heart, for I could wish that myself were accused from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenant, and the covenant and the giving of the law, and the service of God and the promises, whom are the fathers and of whom are concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God forever. Amen. God forever. Hallelujah. God forever. God forever. Hallelujah. What you say, what you say. Hallelujah. God forever. God forever. But we don't just say, we say Almighty God forever. Almighty God forever. Yes. Woo! Bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my, my, my. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God forever. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. 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 God forever. God forever. Mm-hmm. Isn't that something? God forever. God forever. Amen and thank God. Well, I'd like to take a little break here and invite you to Sunday service with us and Bible study. Our service, Sunday service, is every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. And you can get us on Facebook, Gathering the Harvest Gospel Ministries, or you can come and visit us. We would love to have you come and visit us at 674 Mount Zion Road in the beautiful city of Jonesboro, Georgia. Yes, Bishop Lee and myself, we would just love to, and the congregation love to have you, and we welcome you in advance. God bless. Now, our Bible study is every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Every Wednesday at 6 p.m. at 674 Mount Zion Road. Yes, it is. And we'd just love to have you come and visit us. The Bible studies are very good. And you won't walk away confused. How about that? That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray for the guidance of the Holy Ghost to lead us and to guide us and teach us into the truth, his truth. Amen. Hallelujah. I am just so grateful. Now, you know, the Fridays, let me say this. You know, we have encouraged our Black brothers and sisters, especially here in the United States, we're not prejudiced, but we just want you to encourage and keep the money in our community. And if I find a note of a restaurant or boutique, you know, I'll just do a holler out to them, and hope that if you're in the neighborhood, you would go and patronize them and keep the money in the community. That's right. If you find a really good beautician, tell somebody. That's right. I found, I know the people. They have a restaurant. The chef is a trained chef and ordained. Yes, he is. Apostle. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He feeds you spiritually and and physically. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And it is good. Yes, indeed. I think he's on Memorial Drive in Atlanta, Georgia. Imagine that. I think it's Imagine That Cafe. I think that's the name of it. 33. Imagine That Cafe. Look it up. And if you find another one, just do a holler out. That's right. And we want to support each other. That's right. We want to support. We want to support each other. That's right. We can make good money, and we, as long as we have good products, good service, and sometimes we over expect from our people than we should. But we expect and we should excellence. That's right. Put your name on it. That's right. We should expect excellence. And then those of us who are paying for the service need to have the right attitude and don't have people thinking you're so greater than they are because you're using their service. Respect people. Respect people. Respect yourself and respect others. Because truly, nothing remains the same. That same person that's servicing you, you could end up having to serve them. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. I could never go, oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, so good seeds. Expect excellence. Be kind and courteous and respectful. Yes. The way you would want to be treated. And I know some of you would say, well, that could never happen to me. You're a liar. It could. Yes, it could. So I know people say, well, you're so harsh. But we just need to tell the truth and stay in the church. We get so uppity and so arrogant. Come on. We all have to answer to someone. Yes. Plant the good seed. Okay? Plant the good seed. Let's be human. Yes. Let's be children that God would be pleased with. Yes. I know I don't care for foolishness. I have low tolerance when it comes to foolishness and silliness. I do. I just. And I like things to be with the spirit of excellence. And you know, even if someone make a mistake, you know, you can look at something and see if a person did their best or if they just half did it and they know they were half doing it, that'll do. Ooh. Just don't hire them. We have others. That's don't talk about the brother or sister. Here, just, I'm not going, Yeah, no, I can't use your service. When you handle your business different. That's right. And those who are in business, realize that this is your vision. This is what you wanted. So treat it like that. Treat it like that. The spirit of excellence. That's right. Amen. Now you got that sermon. You got a little spiritual message and you got a secular message. But I believe that that also is a spiritual message because we treat others as we want to be treated. We do a job and we do it in the spirit of excellence. That's right. That to do is unacceptable. And we do, as I said, the spirit of excellence, our best. It represents to us any longer, but there was a thing, put your John Hancock on it. When you finish a job, is it worthy of your name? Now, it depends on it depends on what you think of your name. Mm-hmm. That's what it depends on. Don't come late. And leave early. My goodness. But we're coming to the end of Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Wholeness, completeness. Lord, we are open and we receive it. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. God bless. See you Tuesday. Have a wonderful worship experience. Hey, I was on getting ready to go on my broadcast when you called. That what, baby? Oh, yes. I did. I said I was gonna look at it. Well, what was the point? If we given all these scriptures and we know all of that, well, what's the why are we not working them? So you can quote scripture, but it doesn't mean anything. You got that in writing that she said she wanted to go with the separation. She said, let's go on with the separation. Regardless of with all of that she said, she sent about what the Bible says, she said, let's go on with the separation. She said it right there. Mm-hmm. She sees some benefits for her to get what she wants and not have to be accountable. So she sees benefits of being by herself, and I don't know if she thinks she got somebody. I can't speculate in any of that. But the thing about it is, one thing women don't know is that men don't respect women who mess over other men. Men don't respect the women. You do this. There is some kind of allegiance with y'all. If your thing is, she'll do that to me, and she disrespected this dude like that.
Right. Well, once they find out,
mm-hmm.
The other guy, and the guy agrees with him to get what he wants, then when he starts seeing the signs,
mm-hmm.
They sit back and wonder, why can't get nobody to commit to me?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted And she probably been, I'm not going, that's not a good thing, speculation. But she's, when the door was open, she closed it. You know, and maybe in time she'll change. But I plead with you, if y'all separate and you go back together, make sure all of you don't, I don't care what, you go to the doctor, she go to the doctor. Make sure she good. I'm telling you, don't ask me why that's such a big thing with me for you. It is, to make sure she good. spirit. You know what I'm saying? She want to be in here for maybe for her business. Some people do that so they can get to know people. Some people, I don't know why some people go because they're not changed. They don't want to be changed. You know what I'm saying? And just riding for, well, let me just go and see what this is about. As long as it doesn't interfere with the things that I want to do. As long as the preacher is not going to preach anything that's going to make me feel uncomfortable. You hear what I say? I can hang in there. You know, they're going to tell me about grace and God is not a God of confusion. And he loved me in spite of all that I'm doing. You know? But when conviction comes, and you know conviction, and you know a broken and a contrite spirit, tears come. And brokenness, meaning I have sinned against the Almighty God. I have been what he hates. God, forgive me. Not I'm going here for this church for this reason. I like the music. I like the way the preacher preach. This is where God has placed me so that I can grow and develop for him and for his purpose. So I'll say this, and I repent for saying she's not saved if she gave her life to the Lord. That's between her and God. I repent for that. But the thing about it, what we have to know, it's a lifestyle. And God knows if she has repented or not. But this is what I do know. She closed the door. And since she closed that door. So all that other statement she write, what the Bible says, she needs to take it and digest it for herself. You know. But you can't live in both worlds. That go for me, it go for you, and go for anybody. You can't say you're saved and live a hellish life. You can't. You're defeating your own purpose. You know, and God have rules and they're not designed to make you comfortable. And when we get to that place, and yes, we all a work in progress, my God, every last one of us have, and none of us have reached perfection, but that does not give us the right to sin. It does not give us the right to sin. And she just wants the freedom to have her daughter back and to how she wants to live. That's right. That's right. She wants to be free. That I'm saying no. What that's what I'm seeing, and now I may not see because I'm not hearing what she's saying, but I do know that you said you have where she closed the door and said let's go with the separation. Now she understands what the scripture says, but she said let's go with the separation. And that now I know that part. So I can't judge her on a lot of other stuff, but I can say she quoted scripture and then she said, let's go with the divorce. I mean with the separation. Now, knowing that you are not supposed to have any intimate contact with her for a year.
Right.
if you're going to get your divorce. Anytime you do, you have violated that year. So that you will have to be strong. Well, the thing about it is your mom is no nonsense. And she know that. And your mom don't bite her tongue.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I'm going to stay here and get an apartment, but they don't know that's 2,000. Yeah, my credit ain't as good as it need to be. So
you need to build it up.
Build it back up, save my money, and then meet up with my mom, and she by herself.
Mm-hmm. But don't let, now let me tell you something. Xavier may have a lot of faults, but Xavier, the girl that he was in love with her. But she up and went to D.C. thinking he was going to follow her. And he said, no, because that's not where I want to be. You said God sent you there. I didn't say he sent me there. But she thought, and he said this to her, all right, if it doesn't work, then I end up back in Atlanta at my mama's house. That's not going to happen. His thing was, he was going to get a job, get his place, and then if God wanted to move him, God would move him someplace. And he was not going to allow anyone to do what? To step in and cause him to do something contrary to what his goal is.
Right.
And you have the ability to do that. Don't get confused. Be clear about your pathway. Walk in it. I don't care who. Oh, Bobby, this. And she said she's living in this place. And you can go. I don't care if who tell you. You got your plan. This is your plan. You work that plan. You work it. You understand what I'm saying? Stay focused. Stay focused. And work your plan. Don't let nobody tell you, well, you're in your 50s and you need to be doing this. Stay the course and work your plan. Let them work their plan. And you work your plan.
Yeah, because obviously they don't
want to
work a plan with you.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. And I know that may bother you, but you pray and ask God to give you the strength to stay focused and not be wishy-washy. You understand what I'm saying? And no strings attached, or no.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, I just used Xavier as an example. Stay focused. Don't let you have to stay focused because you heard what she said and that came from her heart. So if you flip back and forth, she's not going to respect you. She's not. I don't care how long it gets. And, he's just going to ramp and rage. He's just going to do that. He ain't going to do nothing. He ain't going nowhere. But see, she wants into your money because her attorney more than if she had one or her advisor, you need to know what he got. You need to get his bank account. You see what I'm saying? So now you're going to sell a house, but so then there will be no responsibility that she'll have that you have to meet.
Right. I just finished updating the separation agreement.
Mm-hmm.
I was a neighbor, the man is a real estate guy, called him. Out of respect, keep it private. And he gonna put it together. I say, we should both get probably like $20,000-$30,000 out of it after it's all said and done, maybe 50.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $50,000 she got to go. We'll split the furniture, what we paid for, amicably. Most of the stuff she can get to bed, I came in with, I'll take it. The man cave stuff. Put them in storage or sell them or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna be. And then, like I said, I'm just glad that she's gonna be able to walk away with a significant amount of money. That's gonna keep her safe. And when I go home to make my millions and millions of dollars, I don't owe her nothing. Because what's she gonna say then when she see that? Oh God, this guy's worth $10-$50 million, all he wanted was respect.
Yeah, but she closed that door. But don't let her jerk you. I'm telling you, when you let a woman jerk you, then she truly disrespects you. You know, she may cry, she may say, you're so hard, but she'll respect it. But if she ever get where she can jerk you around.
Which is that's what she's trying to do now.
And she's trying to do two things. She's trying to get into your finances. And she's trying to I want to separate, but she wants you close enough where she can get into all your bank accounts. You know, so if this is the time of separation, this is the best time, because when you become prosperous, you won't owe her anything. And you've seen that she has some money, because when you sell a house, she's going to have some money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you see what I'm saying? You're not trying to take that away from her or anything like that.
Right. I ain't trying to take that.
But you're not asking her about hers. See what's going on. She's wanting to get into yours, but she's not letting you into hers. It's supposed to be equal. No. Okay, you want mine. What about you? Where is your money? Let's uncover that.
Yeah, like that car you got in town, it's $500-$600 a month. Car's on $50,000 because she ain't paying it.
Ah.
Because she ain't got money to pay. So that's stressing her out. everything else. But she neglected all that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But she got in there. Why she had to get a car note for $500? What kind of car did she buy this time? You know what the doctor did? I tell you, the doctor told me that my brain had been bleeding a long time before I had that aneurysm. It finally came to fruition. You hear what I said?
And the stress could kill me?
Mm-hmm. So, I'm telling you. She closed that door, but you make sure you keep your business to yourself. You got to. So she may try to take everything you have. Well, I said, I didn't say she was going to succeed. She wanted to make sure that you don't have it. So when she walk away, you know, because she got street in her still now. The day will come when the street will be gone. Life is a teacher, you know. And if y'all get back together, that's up to, you know, y'all. I can't say anything. But you just make sure she may not be healthy when, and I don't know what her daughter could do to her. She's a dangerous child. They both are dangerous kegs. That's a lift. You know, and she has learned from her mama and her daughter. Uh huh. And And she disrespects her daddy because what he allowed his wife to do, but she emulates her mama. Because her mama was able to break him. And what she does for her dad is out of self-pity, out of pity. Not so much love. It's out of pity. He didn't prove himself to be a man. And she see it in her brother and she don't like it. She does not like it.
That's why she called
him up. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mhm. Yeah. So she has some serious issues, and as I said, I think she can be a nice person, but she has serious issues, and she's celebrating Tay, she's celebrating Brianna, she's celebrating Ashley. She wants that for her child. But I tell you, baby, you're going to have to be strong for this year. Listen to Auntie, you're going to have to be strong for this year. It has to be a year. And when you come to the table to decide, you have to be strong enough to say what it is that you want. And if you have accomplished half of what you desire, you cannot be be weak. You have to be strong. Because your stuff will go down the drain, all your hard work, I'll tell you that. You know, you have to put it in where if she's going to love you and miss you, that she has a year. And a year is not that long. And you can't let every Tom, Dick, and Sally
Good morning.
Margaret! Margaret!
Yes? Yes?
Physical therapy is on the line.
Oh, okay. A physical therapist is on the line. I'm having therapy again. It's in my bedroom and I'm in my office, so I didn't see it.
It's okay. But give me there between 12:30 and 1:30.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
What time are we supposed to go to the grocery store?
I need to go to the grocery store.
We never did pick up a few things. You remember saying you need to go to the grocery store to pick up a few things, and I said I didn't feel quite like going to the grocery store.
You don't sound like you feel like it today, honey.
We still need to go.
I'm not going to take you out and you're not feeling well.
All right. But we need to get, you're going to be able to go and get the money order.
Yeah. $300 left. I'm paying my car payment.
So I guess that means the little change that I got from the offer, I ain't got no more of that left.
How much do you want, honey?
I don't know how much it was.
It was $256.
Okay. But you don't have a $300 in the bank, so how you going to...
Well, I spent most of the offering on you.
But see, that's why, I appreciate that, but that's why you should have told me, and this is your offering money, and we spent it offering money, and if that would have been good for you to know.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
But what's the, you got the phone number paid, and you got the, now that's a bad attitude, you do something, it is, don't tell me it's not an
all
attitude.
All I do is go out and
No, Rob.
I don't like you cutting off and telling me
because that is wrong.
Well, but listen to what I've been saying instead of telling me no.
We have to learn to respect each other.
That's what I'm asking you to do. You throw your hand up at me, you cut me off, and it's not nice, Margaret.
But you don't think that just alter what we need to say and discuss, the right part of it. You're going to retaliate, and I know you are. So,
money dealing is
Mm-hmm. And see, and that's how you twist things up. But you can twist it all you want. Right is still right, and wrong is still wrong.
I said I'm messed up. How much more can I say?
But then you, I know I did this and that. Kind of,
I don't have that kind of attitude. I said I did wrong. And I don't know what more to say after that. All I can do is disperse what I've got to do, what I've got now, and go from there. And just try to be more conscious about the fact that you're a wrong person and you deserve to be treated that way. Have you had pictures when burns all coming?
No,
coming
I thought it was coming.
I didn't get a clear understanding as to whether he was coming or he was going to wait for Tuesday. So I come, but until I get the tag on it, I don't particularly want him to drive himself without having the right tag on it.
Mm-hmm.
Even down the street, the police would be sitting up there like it was the other day when we were up here.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have the right tag on it.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How you doing this morning? Grandpa said, are you coming today or are you going to wait until Tuesday when you get the tag? Oh, okay. So you all right with everything?
Yes, sir.
It's ended. When I look, mine, they don't reverse it on front.
I just received my card and I was checking on the balance. I'm supposed to have